Welcome back to Airtime, live from Woo HQ. Leo.
Welcome, everyone.
What happened this weekend with regards to the first Woo 4.0 session?
Well, the baby is officially born, I would say. We had a very special user of ours post the very first Woo 4.0 session in our production database this weekend. Of course, we've been testing since months, and we have lots of little sandbox environments where we kind of can test the real life behavior of everything in not a production environment. So it's a different database. But Timo posted the first Woo 4.0 session yesterday on Sunday, and it was a pretty big one, I would say.
So if you're in the Woo app, his username is Timo, T-I-M-O, and then the paraglider emoji followed by the trademark, the sailboat, M-A-R-1-0, Ocean Rodeo. Timo is, as you guys may know, the marathon kiteboarder that has excelled at the Woo Worlds in anything accumulated airtime, accumulated height. This first session on the 4.0, he rode for 11 hours and 20 minutes. I can't wrap my head around that.
I mean, usually when I get off the water and I have an hour and a half, I feel like that was a long session. And I'm like, all right, time to rest up, time to recharge and get ready for tomorrow or whatever. But 11 and a half hours, it's insane.
That's 340 jumps over 8 meters, 700 plus jumps total. And the kicker that we love to see, the Woo 4.0 had 67% battery life at the end of that session.
That's what we love to see. Yes, absolutely. We actually did ask him, or I dared him the other day, hey, Timo, do you think you can actually beat a 4.0 in terms of battery life? And he said, no. He actually said, I don't think I can.
That's a big goal. Yep. If you have a moment, throw him a comment or a like in the app. He's played a big role in the last couple of weeks in helping us get this product ready to ship. Yeah, we're excited to get it out into everyone's hands end of August.
Right. And everything there looks good and on track. So we're as antsy as anyone else, I think.
Once Woo 4.0s are in the field, we're going to be kicking off Woo Worlds. We've had a lot of conversations this week internally about how we want to run that event. And for us, that's always the celebration of the platform, the community. It's meant to be a really fun event that is inclusive to any kiteboarder in the world. We have some new ideas that we'll implement this year. There will be team events. There will be individual events. And hopefully for many of you, it will be a chance to use your 4.0 and really test that endurance capability of yourself and your device.
That's one thing we wanted to take away is the limit of technology. Even though we found that we have some more work to do because Timo in his last attempt also broke our server endpoint. There was just too much data that wanted to upload all at once. He's just pushing our limits and helping us make everything bulletproof for those extreme sessions that will come in inevitably during the Woo Worlds.
Right. So now's the time to get your kite styled, your line styled. I know for me, it's making sure everything holds air. What's the latest on your quiver, Leo?
I always check foot straps. There's nothing more annoying than a session being over due to foot straps. Mm. Lines, big safety risk. Always check those, quick release. You know, kind of the nuts and bolts of things that really, really have to work. Of course, you want to check out your harness. One is the safety reason. The other one is just the big bummer. If something breaks mid-session, then yeah, you have a bigger problem.
So other news from Woo, we have a couple app updates that we're in the middle of right now. We have one that's aimed for the 3.0, and then there's also going to be an Apple Watch update that is paired with that. We've talked about it. If you get our emails or you listen to the last podcast, what's the latest on that update, Leo?
Well, all we're waiting for at this point is the 4.0.0 app to be ready. So mm-hmm. That's the final kind of app release that will enable also all users to be using 4.0, to do all the settings with 4.0. set the name, LED brightness, and so forth. And that will be ready within about 2 weeks. And that will include a fix for an issue that we've seen with the Apple Watch Ultra specifically. But I think it is almost all Apple Watches where if it was connect and disconnect too often, eventually the Apple Watch would no longer connect to a Woo device. It's something that Apple implemented to save power on their watches with the firmware update. And that causes some problems. But that's fixed from the firmware side. And last bit that's really needed is that 4.0.0 app release, again, within 2 weeks. And then all of that will be shipped out. It'll also include a fix for Android. What we've seen is that if people update it to Android 12 or 13, some of the session upload process was compromised. So if you selected an image, sometimes there would be a weird error message popping up where it said, hey, session is posted, but we cannot accept the image. It has to do with permissions that Google updated for Android 12 and 13. That's also going to be fixed in this 4.0.0 update. So yeah, lots on our plate, but this 4.0.0 update will be a pretty big one for us. And again, it will enable everyone to be ready for getting 4.0s in their hands.
That's great. So real quick, Leo, Timo actually was out recording this session yesterday, and he recorded a few videos for us, a few audio clips for us. Let's listen to a few of those little moments.
Liebe WU-Familie, freut euch. Die WU 4.0 ist einfach geil geworden. Der Akku, der Sensor, die Übertragung auf die Uhr, das Laden, alles in einem. Eine mega geile WU geworden.
I guess, can you help us translate that for the non-German speakers?
Well, I'll try to make it, kind of the quick summary. It's not word by word, but yeah, he shared a few really nice words for us, for the whole community, and for WU 4.0.
Ready?
Hey, Leute, 9 Stunden habe ich noch, oder? Wollen wir mal gucken, was die 4.0 an Akku hat? 73% noch. Aber nach 9 Stunden muss ich euch mal sagen, ich habe richtig Bock auf eine fette Zigarette.
He's super, super excited about the product. And after 9 hours, he's really hungry and he wants like a meatball. That's kind of what it is. I'll just return that right there because he was out there yesterday, 11 and a half hours. It wasn't even an easy day. It was rainy at many times. He had some equipment issues halfway through it. So it wasn't an easy one for him, and he just pulled through. And I think some of that still kind of radiated through the messages that he sent in those videos.
Yep. I was impressed to see him looping on some of those jumps.
Yeah, I mean, right. I mean, you know, if you do an 11-hour session, you figure you take it easy. He told me today, yeah, you know, my knee was bothering me a little bit. I'm like, Timo, if you do 11 hours anyways, right? I mean, I would have many more problems than a little bit of an aching in my knee. But on top of that, he was pulling loops. Just ridiculous.
Well, it's end of July. We're looking at that end of August, early September time, and we're excited. But until then, we've got a lot to share about the 4.0, and we'll keep an eye on things happening this summer in the WU app. There's always sessions coming in that are noteworthy. So tune in next week for more news from WU.
See you next week, everyone.